Are you one of the millions of adults, American adults, that will actually make a New Year resolution? The survey found that close to about 60% of American adults, which is about 96 million people, actually do plan to set health-related resolutions this year in 2026. Most people fall into the resolution trap. If you don't have a sustainable goal and you don't have realistic planning, you're going to fail.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Happy New Year. Yeah, does it feel like a new year? Oh my gosh, how has 2026 just arrived so quickly? That's what I want to know. I feel like last year just flew by. Are you with me on that? Or was it different for you? I don't know. We had so much going that it just flew by. But here we are, 2026. And if you're listening for the first time, this is the Visibly Fit Podcast. And I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And it's a delight to be here with you. I'm so excited for this time together. I need to ask you, though, are you one of the millions of adults, American adults, that will actually make a New Year resolution? Yeah, I know. Most people fall into the resolution trap, and not that it's a bad thing, but I just kind of want to talk through resolutions. I mean, I've done it too, and sometimes I still do, but it looks different over the years. But actually, a survey found that close to about 60% of American adults, which is about 96 million people, actually do plan to set health-related resolutions this year in 2026. Now, what are those top goals? I bet you can guess it. Right? Weight loss is a big one, right? Weight loss is one of the top goals, it seems to be every year. I mean, if you look at the list of surveys and stats, weight loss is a big one. But another one is just building muscle and strength. Like, I know that I've been hearing this more lately, is that women that I know, they're just wanting to be stronger. They're not even talking about weight loss these days. And maybe it's kind of just the age and stage that I'm in. But some of my friends and people that I've been talking with are just wanting to get stronger. Like, they want to be able to have the ability to carry in groceries with no problem. And of course, not have aches and pains that go along with, you know, that strength, but they're wanting to build muscle, right? And when I say aches and pains that go along with that strength, mainly the aches and pains that go along without having that strength. And so they're wanting to see a difference there. Within that 96 million people, they're wanting to establish a regular exercise kind of routine, a regular exercise routine that's a habit that they can stick with. People are wanting to eat healthier. That's a big one. But what does eat healthier look like, right? Like, I think we have to be so specific, and we're going to talk about that regarding goals and what you desire to have the outcome of your resolution be. Like, eating healthier could be going from, I don't know, eating French fries to eating a baked potato. I don't know, but is that really healthier? Yeah, it is. But maybe we want to shift gears altogether, and maybe, I know, yeah, I'm going to say it, go for a whole food plant-based lifestyle. And hey, not that baked potatoes aren't part of that, because they are, just very minimal as far as how much we eat those potatoes. But eating healthier, what does that mean? Does it mean you're not going to eat as much meat? Does it mean that you're not going to eat as much ice cream? I mean, like, what does eating healthier mean to you? And we got to get really specific on that so we can talk about it. But a lot of people are wanting to manage stress. Like, stress is a big one. And stress is one of those things that if you don't get a handle on it, It's going to get a handle on you, and it's really going to affect your immune system. It's going to affect your life in so many different ways. So stress is a biggie. So I love that that's on the list, but how are you going to do that? What are your tactics and how you're going to manage that stress? What about improving mental health through physical activity? Right. A lot of people want to get their brain operating on a better operating system, right? Like they don't want to walk into a room, which I've done, and say, now, why did I just walk in there? They want to have like an upgrade in their software system, so to speak. So what does that look like? And how is that going to be feasible for you in this year, 2026? How are you going to make that a habit to improve your mental health? What does that look like? Because physical activity does help our mental health, but what kind of physical activity are you going to do? Is it just going to be walking, which is great, or is it going to be taking some group classes, or maybe you're preparing for a race in the future? Our niece actually just talked to us the other day and said, hey, what do you think about doing a mud run? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I would totally love to do that. So I don't know. It's in June. We'll see, but it's on our list. And we haven't accepted the mission yet, but I think we're going to. Like, it looks like a lot of fun. So that will be something that we will be working towards. And so what does that look like for us? Well, there's all kinds of obstacles in a mud run. And so it might be doing kind of some American Ninja Warrior kind of training. I don't know. But we're going to get really specific in setting those goals and figuring out, okay, how can we start adding into our regular routine some new things that will help us in this mud run? So those are the kind of things, right? But, you know, the thing about resolutions, and I know we hear this often, is that there's a huge, huge fail rate by February. Right? Like 80% of resolutions fail by February. And this is important to acknowledge, because if you don't have a sustainable goal and you don't have realistic planning, you're going to fail. And so I've talked about this before in this podcast, but it's so important that you set SMART goals. If you're going to do any kind of goal setting or, you know, resolution making, that you have to make them SMART goals. And what does that mean? That means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. Again, I've talked about this before on this podcast, probably same time last year, but specific. What is the goal specifically? I just mentioned we're looking to do a mud run. So we need to dig deeper, my husband and I, since we're just now talking about this, but dig deeper on the specifics, the specifications of this goal and what it looks like as far as incorporating some new moves and workout routine into our already existing routine so we can accomplish this mud run in a great way. So we have to be specific, and it has to be measurable. Right? So if you can't measure your strength, if you can't measure your success, kind of what's the point? You kind of lose motivation. You lose just kind of the excitement around it if you don't see progress. So it needs to be measurable with a measuring tape, you know, to find out if you're, you know, releasing inches, releasing weight by looking on the scale to see how much weight you're actually releasing. But you need to measure it somehow. Measure it with your strength. You're wanting to gain strength. Get something that you're able to measure it by. Like my husband and I even have like a grip. It's a grip, I don't even know what it's called, but it's a way to measure your grip strength. And that's kind of cool because we go in and measure it weekly and find out, okay, are we getting stronger or are we not doing so great here, and why? And was it because we had kind of an off night and didn't have great rest the night before whenever we measured, or, you know, start to kind of get the understanding of why the numbers are what they are, but it's still measurable. And so, you know, I'm hanging from a bar. I'm wanting to have better grip strength. So that's been a goal of mine for 2025. And so, you know, working my way up to 2 minutes, I have not accomplished 2 minutes yet. I've made it to 90 seconds a few times, and that's hard for me, but I'm working on 2 minutes. So we want to have it measurable. And so how are you able to measure your specific goal, your specific resolution that you're wanting to accomplish in 2026? And is it achievable? Is it realistic? I mean, really, like, are you wanting to do, like, I know this mud run, that's a little different maybe for us, but I think it's achievable. It is. They've got different age groups out there. but is it achievable? Or are you looking at someone else's resolution and saying, you know what, that would be cool. I really want to do that. But yet you're not really in that mentally, you're not mentally able at this moment, maybe in this season of your life, or you're not physically able yet to do this achievable goal. So maybe you need to have some micro goals that will get you to that achievable resolution. That's kind of the bigger overarching goal. Does that make sense? Because sometimes we get something that's so big, like, you know, that it's not achievable because we're not in that frame of mind, or we're just not there physically, and we're jumping the gun way too quickly. So if we start having those achievable micro goals, then we kind of set ourselves up for success and we can get to that bigger goal. So that's always important. Relevant. Is it relevant? Is it something that that's really going to resonate with you in this season of your life? If so, great. Then I think that's going to be a great, smart goal for you. Also, make sure it's time bound. You've got to put a timestamp on there. You know, we know the mud run is in June. I've got a timestamp on it. So we're going to have to break out our training, right? So that it matches that time bound event. So maybe you have an event that you want to sign up for. That would be a great way to start doing some just training and have some micro time bound stamped goals towards the bigger goal. Yeah. So this structure, it just is so helpful. It's helpful to clarify your intentions and to increase your accountability. So that's why SMART goals are so important when you start making New Year resolutions. Now, I was looking up something the other day and I came across a notebook that I don't know. I might have shared this last year. I don't even know. Anyway, and I wrote down the top 20 things I enjoy. It's not in order, but I wrote them down. And so here they are. Boom, quick, there you go. But I've got all kinds of things on here, from like taking a walk or hiking outdoors to painting to reading to hanging out with friends, family, dancing, pickleball. I've got all kinds of things in here. But I mention this because this could be one of the things that you do as you're trying to figure out what is your resolution, what is your goal this year, or what are your goals, maybe it's plural, that you want to invest your time and energy and resources in. And so making a top 20 kind of things that you enjoy could get you into a better place of thinking about those goals. So I came across that and thought, oh, maybe you'd like to do that too. So we want to focus on, you know, also making habits that last, habits that are sticky, habits that create formation, habits that are like building blocks, right? Because you can't just hit like this drastic change. It has to be kind of those, I mentioned micro, you know, habits earlier, micro goals. You got to have some micro habits that are consistent and small, and they build over time. And they're just kind of this conquer and layer approach, because that's what's going to get you the drastic change that you desire. So I think so often it's easy to just kind of just want to, you know, ram and jam and go for it. Like, I get that, but I'm telling you, you're going to hit a wall. You really will. And so those small, consistent habits, those small, consistent goals are going to do you so much better. It's going to be better for you than to just start running out of the gate, you know, thinking you're going to run a marathon without training for it first, right? So maybe even like regarding food, how you're eating currently. Maybe you've been eating the standard American diet all in 2025. And this year, 2026, you want to change your habits. Well, maybe it's not all at once. Maybe, and I've mentioned this before on the program as well, maybe it's just putting a plant on every plate. And I have another girlfriend that says the same thing, my friend Karen Dugan. And putting a plant on every plate is a great, simple, small change that can start to be habit stacked. And that will make a huge difference in how you start to feel. You will start to release weight. You'll start to look at your plate and say, wow, this looks like life-giving food. It looks healthy. It'll get you more encouraged to eat more and more foods like that. When you put a plant on every plate, then you want more life-giving foods on there. There's something about that color. Our eyes are drawn to color. So anyway, simple methods like that that can start to form some habit stacking ways, and pairing those with new habits with existing ones are how you're going to integrate your goals and your resolution in an easier fashion. Honestly, just make them small, make them attainable, and just make them consistent. And then you will be really happy with where you are at the end of the year. Now, I mentioned earlier about just kind of, you know, focus and mental health, and there's just such a great connection between physical activity and your mental health. I mean, it's irrefutable. I've got so many stories of some of my patients that have had complete turnarounds in their depression, in their anxiety, in just their ho-hum kind of way that they've been operating in. It elevates you into a newer vibration, a newer frequency or higher frequency in the way in which you're living when you're moving your body. A body in motion stays in motion, and it elevates your thinking. It keeps you more clear as far as just your mindset is more clear. You're able to get more done and you have more energy. But again, it helps to reduce depression and anxiety. And mainly it's because, you know, I mentioned this actually in last week's podcast about the release of the healthy dopamine that happens when we do simple activities like walking or stretching, or maybe even my Visibly Fit exercises. Those are great starting points for movement, right? But, you know, that dopamine hit is great, and it's a healthy way to get it. Walking is one of those ways, but also you're also increasing the production of endorphins and serotonin as well. And so these neurotransmitters, those really contribute to a decreased feeling of depression and anxiety. So when you look at your mental health and your activity, you're going to see that that kind of fits hand in glove. Okay. The more sedentary you are, probably the more kind of depressed and down you are. The more movement you have in your life, probably the more upbeat and happy and more aware and focused and just more pleasant you are. Maybe journal. Maybe just start to notice the connection of your physical movement and activity with your mental state. And I think you'll start to say, wow, okay, I see that today was a really good day because I went out, I got outside, went for a walk or a run or a swim or a bike or whatever, played pickleball, and you just had a different disposition about you. And so as opposed to maybe just being locked down at your desk all day and not getting any movement in, how did you operate in that way mentally? Probably not as great. And so journaling that is really important, but understanding that connection and saying, okay, that's one of the goals I'm going to have this year is I'm going to ensure that I have physical activity to help my mental health and to really make that a regular priority. It's just important. And I'm telling you, I have patients that have seen incredible results when they are moving their body. And of course, eating life-giving foods. But exercise also promotes neurogenesis, which is the growth of new neurons in the brain. We need that. I mean, I know I do as I'm aging. Give me more neurons. But it also enhances brain plasticity when we're moving our body. It improves like our cognitive functions. Exercise helps you focus better. I mentioned that earlier, and it lowers the body's stress hormones like cortisol. So movement, I can't express it enough, should be one of your goals and your New Year resolutions this year, is to move your body. If you need to get some sort of a tracker to help you track your steps or your movement, get one. It can be a game changer for you. Not that you want to rely on that, but it might just get you kind of over the hump of being sedentary and get you into more of an awareness of maybe how little you do move your body, and get you into a place of, I have a goal. I have a goal of whatever it is, 7,500 steps, 10,000 steps, or maybe for you, it's getting off the couch and it's 2,500 steps. I don't know where you are, but something is better than nothing, right? And so those small increment steps and making them consistent is going to be beneficial for you. So make it happen. Make it happen. And also, I would really encourage you to have a goal this year. And maybe you're already very engaged with community, but I've noticed that with all the social media and it just seems like there's a lack of community engagement, which is odd. I mean, it's social media is there for community engagement, but sometimes it seems like it's superficial community engagement. Does that make sense? It's not the kind that you can really grow with and really be raw and authentic and have a group that you trust and you are able to be yourself around. This is important. This is like, you know, why Dan Buettner talks about, like, with the blue zones, some of the people that live the longest have incredible communities. And that's family, it's friends, it's their church community. It might be your neighborhood, but family is so important. Maybe you aren't in a great place with your family. Maybe that's one of your goals this year, is to build bridge that gap of the distance. And maybe there is a distance, you know, literally, but there doesn't have to be a distance with your communication. You can have, you know, conversations on the phone or, FaceTime or that kind of thing, or plan more trips where you can come and join your family together. But be with friends, be with prayer groups, fitness groups, and communities. I mean, I know with our Visibly Fit community, wow. One of the gals was on the other day and I said, now, how long have you been in here? Because I know it's been a long time. And she's like, 9 years. I'm like, what? 9 years. So Bonnie, she's like a rock star in our group. But she's been involved with Visibly Fit and follows it to a T. She's amazing. We all want to be like Bonnie someday, but she has been involved for 9 years. And I just find that humbling, number one, but also very, it just states the reality of how important a real community is and how it's a lifeline on so many levels for support, and also to give support, not just to receive support, but to also have a voice and a role in giving support. And it's a great place to have accountability. So find a group, find some community. And of course, yes, I'm going to really encourage you to join the Visibly Fit movement, because wow, it's powerful and it's a great place to really kind of peel back the layer of the onion, so to speak, of maybe how you've operated and how to get into a new place of operating. And that's one of the things that I had the opportunity of talking with Kim recently about her involvement with the Visibly Fit 7-Week Accelerator Program and her testimonial. And it's great. And I want you to hear it right now. She's precious. She's a sweet friend, but she had incredible, incredible results. And if you are interested in results like this, then go to getvisiblyfit.com and let's get you started in 2026 on this same trajectory. If you have questions or just want to talk to me personally, reach out, send me an email, let's communicate, and we'll set up a time to have a phone call and get you started. But You can use your HSA, your FSA account, whatever works for you. But I believe Kim's testimonial is going to just really bless you as well. So thanks for tuning in. If you are one of those 96 million people that are setting a goal this year, a resolution this year, let's make it one that is sticky. Let's make it one that's a smart goal. Let's make it one that's attainable this year. And I would love to walk along just right there next to you, hold your hand, and make sure that you have success this year. So I'm here for you, and I appreciate you tuning into this episode, and we will catch you same time, same place next week. All right, be blessed. Bye-bye, and Happy New Year.
Well, hello, my dear friend, Kim. I'm so excited to have Kim on the show here today. This is Wendy Pett with Visibly Fit. And Kim just went through the Visibly Fit 7-week accelerator program and rocked it along with your bestie, Nicole. You guys both did this together, which was so cool. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start because I'm just so proud of you both. But do we want to start like with how much you released? How much weight
yes,
you released?
Yes, please. Okay. Please.
Do you want to share?
Released,
do you
want, released.
Do you want to share or do you want me to share?
I'd like you to share.
Okay, so within that 7 weeks time frame, you released 21.4 pounds. And it's only been a week or two since then, and you're down another 5.5 pounds. And so like 27 pounds. And it's just like, woo, this is so exciting.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So how do you feel, very girl? How do you feel?
Awesome. I feel amazing. I was just telling my husband that I'm so grateful to be able to go on this program. It's really a gift because it's the first time in my life that I feel like I haven't been striving to get to a goal. Mm-hmm. There was an ease to this, the whole system. And it was just, it was fun because I knew I was giving myself nutritious foods. Mm-hmm. And in that, you just feel good about yourself doing that. You feel good about putting stuff in your body that's going to actually help you. And I just felt so much life. I still do. I feel like I get up in the morning and I'm like, this is another day. Or I get excited to eat about nutritious foods and not have to be like feeling gross afterwards. So I am just so thankful, Wendy, really from the bottom of my heart for this whole program and this whole time, because it has been a gift to me and my family.
Well, yeah, you know what? There is a ripple effect. When you take care of yourself, then your family kind of catches on and they see you taking care of yourself and loving yourself well, and then they kind of want to do the same. So that's so exciting. So not only did you release now 27 pounds, but also 16 inches. And how many inches from the waist? Remember when we discovered
amazing.
That?
8 inches. No kidding, 8 inches. And I'm telling you what, I can feel it. And, you know, doing those 7x11s, I'm loving them. Oh, just everything about it has been amazing. Just the easy on the joints, and you can, like you said, you could do it anywhere in your clothes. You don't have to go to do expensive work, you know, gym membership. It's just such an that's ease true. To it. And but yeah, 8 inches.
I know that's huge. That's huge. And so I know you felt that with your pants and that kind of thing.
Yes.
But let's talk about, because you used to lift weights and do all the hardcore stuff. So I actually want to talk about the Visibly Fit exercises, because you were like, oh, I don't know. I usually lift, not sure how this is going to work out. How do you feel with doing the Visibly Fit exercises versus how you were going about, you know, striving and straining before? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, there's just an ease, and I feel like my body craves it. I think that's the difference. Before, it was like going to the gym or, oh, I have to do this or I need to do this. But now it's like my body just craves it. And that's what I think is when you're not damaging, you're actually strengthening, is amazing. I always thought, you know, the more, the stronger, the, you know, the better, you know, get in there, get it done hard. But just my whole mindset has changed in so many things. That's why I'm just like, I still am processing a lot of what I've learned, because I feel like I'm relearning a lot of the things I was taught. Yeah. So that's been huge for me, is the relearning part of it. But yes, the ease of my joints, because, you know, as you get older, the joints don't always like that intensity or that strenuous workout. And so that's what I love. This is any age, you know. Even my kid came in the other day and he's like, what are you doing with that breathing? And I'm like, you got to try this. And he's like, well, that doesn't look like you're doing much, mom. but I had him try it and it was amazing. He was like, wow, that is intense. I'm like,
That's so cool. Well, like, you tell him, yes, you tell him that I have trained professional athletes before.
Okay.
So, you know, or get him to go watch the Game Changers too.
Yes. And I did watch that. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So good. Well, I just love it. And you and your bestie, Nicole, that went through the program, you know, you had each other for accountability, but you also had us as a community for accountability and also the coaching calls. I'd love to hear your thoughts about the coaching calls and also the accountability that went with it and how important that is.
Absolutely. I think, like you said, I did the program with my bestie. That was incredible. You just are supporting one another and you don't let each other down. I mean, you just encourage one another. If that person's having an off day, you're right there just encouraging to keep going, you know, keep hope and keeping the vision in the future, what you want, right? Yeah. So the coaching calls were amazing. Wendy, obviously you are just incredible. The amount of knowledge and research that you've done and just being in this industry for so many years was beautiful. And you know what I love? I love that you start with devotions.
Mm.
I love that so much.
Yes.
And I'm actually getting teary-eyed about it. Crazy. Because that is what this is about.
Yeah.
It's not about have my body being just a certain type or to conform to what the world wants us to conform to, even as a woman, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we can exemplify that full glory that God is in us. And not have shame. I think that was the one thing. I mean, just because my body outside was just feeling the extra weight and just not feeling like this is not who I was created to be. Anyway, that was beautiful. So the devotions were great. And then the community of people, I mean, women from all different walks of life that are going through things and then they're kind of done that, but yet encouraging. It was amazing. I just really, really loved it. Yeah. Mm.
Well, I love that. And I love your heart. And I know that you love Jesus. And
yes.
And of course, I do too. And that is one of the things that when you start to feel like your outside matches your inside, it's so empowering, right? And you mentioned the word shame. And that is one of the things that the Lord never wants us to feel. Mm-hmm. And so many people deal with shame. And you kind of had a little bit of that too. But understanding the flip side of it and operating in a way of more of like an act of worship when you took care of yourself, as opposed to a worldly way, made a big difference, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Again, without the striving. I mean, I was always taught, you know, the way you maintain or attain something, you're going to have to maintain it with that. And so I'm like, well, if you do something with striving, you're going to have to maintain it with striving. And this is not, this program has not been striving at all. It's so freeing.
That's so good. I really do believe that God wants us to be in his flow. And there's a flow about how we are to eat and move our bodies. And Visibly Fit really can offer that flow, which is good. Let's talk a little bit about the foods, because the foods were different in the beginning for you. But like you said, you started to really crave them. And that's just kind of how you roll now. But let's talk about the prepping and how important that was. But the foods themselves and what you thought about the meal plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was a little intimidated, I'll be honest, by the food plan. I didn't know how I was going to do it because I'm not a food prepper either. And I don't. But I think once I put my mind to something, it will happen. And so with the support of family and even my husband, just encouraged me saying, you got this. And just, you know, BB in the kitchen, cutting up my veggies, you know, doing that was so important. I loved it because it really does make your week go so much smoother. And you can just pull out something from the freezer when you do the batch cooking. Love that. The batch and the veggie or the bean burger. That was...
What's your favorite?
But really the prepping and just getting everything just set so your week is successful. It just takes so much stress. And I've heard this before, but to implement it has been huge.
Yeah, that is huge. And the fact that you did implement it and you stayed on course the entire 7 weeks, we did blood work before and after. And the good news is that you had high cholesterol and also, you know, high LDL, bad cholesterol. And I know there's a lot of talk around cholesterol and whether high is bad, and you know, all the numbers change, but still it's important to make sure that they're in range. And so they were you know, about 45 marks different whenever we first took your blood work as to where they are now. Now they're in the normal range. And so that's super exciting. That tells you a lot about how fueling your body can really adjust your body as it needs to stabilize and to get into a better place. So were you surprised by that at all?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm still surprised by it. So just 7 weeks, right? Like that's, you think about how, whereas we were talking earlier about people being on medication for so long and mm-hmm. just 7 weeks, you know, when you said the numbers, you kept saying, trust me. Trust me, I promise. I'm like, okay, here we go. And I'm like, she knows what she's talking about. But to have the facts to say, yep, this is real. And so I just say, Wendy, thank you, because it really is life-changing. It really is life-changing.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, I love you dearly. And thank you so much for your testimonial. And I'm so proud of you.
I love you too. Thank you so much.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.